On today's Growth Points, I'd like to speak about the subject of liberty as it pertains to the spirit of pragmatism, and what are the effects when we put those two concepts together and multiply them down the years for the next generation. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 9, "But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." There is no doubt that God's grace is amazing. There is no doubt that God's liberty is abundant to us as believers today and to us as pastors as well. But also we see in the New Testament that we are given warning that we do not take this liberty and use it as a stumbling block or abuse the liberty in the way that we express and live our everyday Christian lives. And I really believe that God has given to us absolute moral law, and that even in these passages where ceremonial issues were mentioned, we get a little bit of an understanding not only of our liberty and our freedom, which Christians love to talk about today, but also of the wisdom and the discernment of using boundaries or the spirit of being willing to limit our liberty for the purpose of testimony. Now, we're in a very pragmatic age. A lot of young preachers have the idea that, boy, look at that ministry over there. It's cool and it's working and they're growing and that's awesome. And so if it works, then we want to run to it and try to use it. And yet, oftentimes, that spirit of pragmatism is fueled by a false concept of grace and liberty. And we see in America an abundance of this concept today, just in the cultural realm. People who say, "I'm free to do what I want, I can live the way I want, don't tell me what the Bible says about marriage, don't tell me what the Bible says about fornication, I'm going to do what I want to do." And they believe that they have this right to this. They will interpret the Constitution, the Pledge of the Flag, any of our founding documents to try to say that they can live however they want, that they have liberty. That spirit, of course, has been affecting the church for the last two or three decades. Now we have pastors who, with the spirit of pragmatism and with this concept of liberty, are moving towards philosophies of ministry that I believe, as they're extrapolated out over the next decade or so, will literally leave our children attending churches that have very little semblance of doctrinal integrity, very little semblance of the good biblical tradition that has been passed to us from generation to generation. And so I believe we need to be very careful, because when we take pragmatism, a spirit of pragmatism, and the extreme positions on liberty, it's like oil and fire, and oftentimes it gets way ahead of us. And I believe that we do have liberty. I want to give that to my brothers in Christ. I want to receive that from them. But I also believe that a discerning Christian will limit that liberty for the purpose of the next generation, that they will avoid the idea of being very pragmatic and just running to something because it works, but they will try the spirits to see whether they be of God. And just because you could do it doesn't mean you should. And so I just want to encourage you today, James 1:5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not." Let's walk with wisdom. Let's not chase every new method that comes down the pipe. Let's get back to soul winning, talking to people one-on-one about Jesus. Let's get back to Bible preaching, expounding the Word of God, rightly dividing the Word of God. God's Word is enough. It will do what God has expected His Word to do, in the sense of calling and convicting men. And so may God help us to use discernment in these days. Have a great day.